It is time for Arts Live and Local. And Arts Live and Local is brought to you in part by Columbia River Coffee Roaster. Well, I have a few dedications. And of course, this is always going to my beloved friend in Boudelier's Point. But we have folks in France we are thinking of. And we have a dear friend from right here in Astoria who lives in Berlin and just received a heart transplant. It's beyond my comprehension how that works, but we are all sending out very strong, positive healing vibrations to Nick Napton from Astoria to Berlin. And if you were listening to Albert's show this morning, you would have heard a lot of fabulous heart music going out. So I got some of his as well, and want to send this one out for healing hearts.
There's no difference really between America and Romania, except for the texture and the abundance of the consumable world. If I took a KMB drugstore or a AMP supermarket or a Safeway store to Romania, I would make the whole country happy for the 5 minutes it would take them to eat everything. But outside of that, people do exactly the same thing, which is to suffer. Everywhere people suffer with the same intensity, indifferent of how much material wealth surrounds them. In Romania, they think they're suffering because they don't have enough to eat and to drink. In America, people suffer because they have too much to eat or to drink. Everybody suffers because their hearts are broken.
Ah!
So we're sending those out to Nick for smooth healing. And I'm sure there are lots and lots of people right here in Astoria, of course all over the world, but right here, who are sending that good energy. Thanks, Albert. That was, of course, Andrei Codrescu, who started it from Romania. One of my favorite poets, as it were. But I have another poet here. Actually, I have two. Only one works with words, and the other works with all kinds of other materials, usually called an artist. But I think that term covers them all. Karen Temple is here with her brand new, gorgeous book, Chalice of Tears. Congratulations, Karen.
Thank you.
This is a stunning book. And the poems are beautiful, poignant, powerful. And as we were just talking about, some of them quite pack a wallop. Part of the reason the book itself is so beautiful is that right there on the cover is one of Charlie Schweigert's creations. So congratulations to you too, Charlie. Are you close enough
Thank
to
you.
That? There you go.
And the title is the title of that work.
Of that piece.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get you to talk about all of this, how this came together. This is what number book is this for you, Karen?
Number six,
yeah. Pretty fantastic. When did you start putting your poetry in written form to share?
Pretty much when I stopped teaching, because I always thought it was my mission to help people understand poetry. And then now I started writing. And so that was 99 or 2000, somewhere around that. It's been a while.
Time
I started.
Yeah. And each one has been wonderful, including the saints, your very own saints.
Yeah, yeah. Those were the last two before this one, also published by Radio Larian. And the first two were also books about the era of my childhood and my war, World War II. So I'm picking up those themes again. Yeah, Child of War was the very first one.
Right. Yes, I noticed that in your bio, your listing. That's the first one. And this is kind of a combination because you've got a lot of spirit in here too, including Charlie's chalices, some of them. So I don't even know how you two came together. This was, a year ago that you had the show at Riversea Gallery?
Just last November. And okay. Karen and I started this collaboration about a year ago.
How did you discover this?
Well, I was just trying to think, how did we start?
It was last year's studio tour where I saw your reliquaries for the first time.
Yeah.
Because Charlie is an artist of, I would have to say, multimedia. I thought he was a painter. But then this material, and then, of course, a sculptor. And now this material is rusted
metal. It's rusted metal and copper wire all put together with solder, and sometimes I'll use a patina.
And had you done that before, or was this just...
Well, I've done sculpture before, but never working with metal.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember being worried about that, thinking rusty metal, making art with rusty metal, and what might come of that. What came of it is some stunning pieces of art, and as Karen mentioned, the reliquaries. How do you say it?
Reliquaries, yeah.
And they were named things like Saint George and Hildegard von Bingen. So
it's somewhat ironic because I thought I was done with the topic of war, and I thought I had written enough about the topic of saints, and they both came back to me. So.
And then Charlie comes along with these beautiful pieces. So last year, those of us who were fortunate enough to be there at the Riversea Gallery were able to see the artwork and the poem on the wall, and then a live performance of the poetry,
mm-hmm.
and it was very moving. And now, although you may not see the work in person, the photographs capture it very well.
You will see it at the reading. They will be on display.
You will.
All 12 pieces.
Good, yeah. Good, good, good. Yeah. Okay, so as those of you who listen to the show know, it's event-driven usually, and indeed, Karen and Charlie are going to be presenting the book and the art on Sunday the 24th, so that's not this Sunday. You've got lots of time to put it on your calendar and don't miss it, because there's so much going on around here. And everybody's dancing around everybody else, but this is a must-see. It's at Grace Episcopal. Is that right?
Yeah, and upstairs in the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. In the sanctuary. So it's going to be, you've done readings there before.
I have. The Saints books were launched there too.
Right. Yeah. And this is at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, so you should be able to catch it. Sunday the 24th. Just write that down right now. Now, tell us about the poetry in this book. You've got the poems that go with Charlie's work, but you've also...
Which is, by the way, beautifully photographed by Andrew Sear in the
book. Is that who did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gorgeous, gorgeous photographs.
The photos do. Now, I wondered, because I did see the work, I wondered whether someone who hasn't seen the work, but the detail is here.
Yeah,
the whole book is put together very well, and you had it published locally as well. Is that right?
Yeah, Greg Darms has Radiolarian Press, and it was really his genius that brought this book together in its two parts, because I had asked if he would be interested in doing the poetry of the first part, which is called The Petrified Angel. That's the title of the first part. And then he had come to the opening at Riversea and seen Charlie's pieces and heard, and he started work on publishing the first part, and then he called me up and he said, how about this?
Wow.
We'll put that in as well and call the whole thing Chalice of Tears.
Wonderful.
And so that's how the two pieces came together.
Yeah, well, it's a total treat, because you also have photographs in here, which I hadn't noticed at first. When I was reading through a number of the poems last night, I went, whoa, where did these come from, Karen?
From my messy photograph drawer. They're all family photographs, yeah.
Wow.
And there's the one from a newspaper that's archival, the one that goes with Soup for Some.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually my aunt, Tata.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, I don't know whether you remember this, Karen, but years and years and years ago, you gave me the recipe for, because that's one of the other poems in here, for the pickled squash, was it? The beautiful
pickled
orange
pumpkin. Yeah.
Pickled pumpkins. Tata's.
That was one of Tata's
pumpkins.
Recipes.
Yes. That's how long ago. 35 years ago or something like that. I don't know whether you still make those things.
Not for a while.
But when I read that particular poem about the beets, I thought, oh my goodness, this is, this is pulling up. So, Charlie, how did you feel about this coming together in this way?
Well, I was very pleased. You know, I at first, you know, mainly because Karen was inspired by my sculptures, and then she wrote these wonderful poems, and now we get to experience them together again. So,
yeah,
I love it.
Are you still working in metal?
Yeah. I've done another series that have sort of branched out from reliquaries. Reliquary is kind of an antiquated term, and it originally referred to the container for housing body parts of saints, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
I started with that concept, and then I expanded it to include the remains of anything that we hold dear. And so I started thinking about what would a reliquary hold for the last tree or the last whatever.
So what started you on it, though? Now I hear where you went with it, but what made you even think of
this? Oh,
this archaic term and and saints. Were you into saints,
well,
too?
Well, I wanted to work with rusted metal. And I
wanted right there. Why did you want to work with rusted metal?
Because there's a lot of it around.
Oh,
and, and it usually has a beautiful surface.
Yeah, colors.
And I had experimented for a while with putting glazes over the rust, when you're putting clear acrylic glazes, and you can get some really interesting effects. But mostly I just like the rust itself. So mm-hmm. a lot of them I just put like a clear coat over it to help preserve it. And I knew I wanted to do vessel shapes. And so I started fabricating these shapes. And I think one of the first ones I did was the St. Sebastian reliquary, or at least it ended up being that. It was a triangular box that had arrows piercing it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember your. I remember they were such a surprise coming from you and just the work itself in rusted metal.
And so I think that was the piece that sort of started the whole series.
The piece that started me writing is the St. Catherine piece, which I named The Holiness of Broken Things, which is now the title for the whole second part.
So what was your name for the art piece that Karen named? Or did you come together on that?
Well,
the St. Catherine's piece?
How
it's just named the Reliquary of St. Catherine.
St. Catherine, okay.
Yeah. Reliquary for St. Catherine.
Added on there. Because I see on the back here it also says the chalice for the shedding of tears.
Yeah, sometimes so my titles are a little bit different, or quite a bit different from the title of the piece. Okay. And it's an ongoing project. There are, I think, 10 more sculptures now and 8 more poems.
Ah, see, that was going to be my next question. I'm very happy to hear that. Is there something in here that you would be willing and able to read for us?
Sure.
Do you want to borrow my copy?
I have
your own copy.
Would you rather have it be from the first part or the second part?
You decide.
I guess when we last were on the air, I read from the second part, so I'll go to the beginning poem, I think, Time Travel.
Okay. This is my guest, Karen Temple, with her new book, Chalice of Tears, together with Charles Schweigert, the artist who created some of the inspiration for some of the poems, but not this one.
Time Travel. Today's trains, silent, sleek, hurry through the homeland, blur names of small stations, make hasty stops in large cities. Consider the emergency brake to still the image of a gently flowing river, a field with poppies, shining slate roofs. Only the tunnels, deep and blind, have saved the black echoes, the thick smell of soot from once upon a time steam locomotives, chugging and puffing, never again, never again, never again. There comes the punch at the end.
Yep. I knew it was coming. I didn't read that one. Otherwise, I would have been prepared. But, you know, before you got to the very ending, I was thinking, locomotive, what are they made out of?
Metal.
Yeah. So I'm wondering whether it ever works the other way around, Charlie, whether you've been inspired, not necessarily by Karen's poems, although that could be, but also doing your artwork based on something you've read. Does that happen? Or is it mostly nature?
Not really. I don't tend to work that way. I'm a very physically based kind of artist. I start with the materials and let them tell me what they want to be.
We have one extraordinary experience, though, between us, in that Charlie made a piece with a salmon in it, and I worked on the poem. I always take the pieces home with me. I get to live with them.
Nice.
And so I delivered the poem to him, and I said, this is longer than I've usually done. It's in three parts. And he said, Well, I've done two more pieces on Sam, and it's like goosebumpy.
Yeah, wow. No, that was really serendipitous.
Wow. That's fantastic. Well, this is clearly meant to be, this collaboration, and each of my guests is an artist in her and his own right, with lots of other work, but. And you can see some of that. Do you still have artwork in various places, galleries?
I've got several pieces in Riversea and Whitebird Gallery in Cannon Beach, and in Portland at Gallery 903.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there somewhere online for you that people can...
Yeah, there's my website.
Which is?
cjschweigert.com.
Okay, and that's Schweigert. A good German name.
Yes.
Karen on the other. Karen on the other hand, who was born in Germany and therefore a true child of war, doesn't have a computer or a website, I presume.
I do not, no. But I do want to mention that the reading on Sunday the 24th will not just be a reading. It'll be a real event, first of all, because of the sculptures there. Mm-hmm. And there'll be some singing.
Oh!
Yeah. Drew will sing the original Bertolt Brecht ballad with the viol music, accompanied by Jennifer Guttenberger.
Wow.
And Lori Drage will sing the lullaby that one of the poems is written about. So,
wow.
And there'll be some guest readers.
Yes, I've heard about that.
Yes.
Okay, folks, I'm serious when I say Sunday the 24th at Grace Episcopal Church, 3 p.m. I believe the address is 1545
Franklin.
Franklin, right. It's just right around the corner from the radio station. And this might happen again some year, but right now, this is it. So come on Sunday the 24th. Anything else we need to know from either of you about the process or about the event?
The space is handicapped accessible. There is a
good
one of the more mundane things to mention.
Well, it's good because you said upstairs.
Mm-hmm, and so right. Not everybody. Yeah, there's an elevator.
Okay.
And the books afterwards, so far I know for sure, will be available at Lucy's Books and at Riversea Gallery as well.
Good, good. Yeah, if for some reason you can't be there, for example, if you live 3,000 miles away, you might not make the event, but we might be able to... get you a copy of the book. Congratulations to both of you, and thank you so much.
Thanks for the
For putting this together. And Greg Darms, good job. Andy Sears too. Okay, a real team effort to produce something beautiful right here in Astoria. And you are listening to KMUN KTCB, and it's time for a little bit of music from my next guests, I think, and that would be OK Echo.
It's not enough to love her. It's not enough to care. There's nobody there, nobody there, nobody there to love. Nobody there. Nobody there, nobody there to love. It's not enough to find her, you'll never get her to stay. There's nobody there, nobody there, nobody there to chase. Nobody there, nobody there, nobody there to chase. The way she makes you feel. There's nobody there, nobody there, nobody there to make it real. Nobody there, nobody there, nobody there to make it real. It's not enough to want her. It's not enough to choose. There's nobody there, nobody there, nobody there
still is. Nobody there, nobody there, nobody there still is. Nobody there, nobody there, nobody there still is. Nobody there, nobody there, nobody there still is.
Well, we're having a tap dance or some kind of a dance going on right here at Coast Community Radio. I did say that that was the music of my next guests, but they weren't here. I didn't know that because I'm in the studio, but now they are here just like magic, which is a wonderful thing. And that would be OK Echo. Oh, that's the echo part of it. Welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
There you go. So you are?
My name is Andrew Boylan.
Okay, now these are backup mics.
Whoops.
Yeah, right. Don't eat the mic. These are musicians. You know how they are, folks.
Right.
And?
Hi, I'm Jamin.
Jamin, spelled?
J-A-M-I-N.
J-A-M-I-N. And?
And I'm Barry, B-A-R-R-Y.
Wise
Double
guy.
R.
Double R.
Wonderful. Now, the reason you are here in this town is you're playing, and you have played, and you're playing. You can move that. I just turned you off, so you can. they are playing. I think you played already at Sou'wester. Is that right? Oh, where?
Unfortunately, we weren't able to get a gig at Sou'wester, but we've been on the road for a week, traveling up the coast, hitting up. Eugene, Ashland, Portland. We were just in Seattle, and
wow.
Now we're here to grace the shores of Astoria.
Yahoo! And you are doing just that this evening at Gala.
Yes.
Did you know it's pronounced Gala?
Gala.
I bet you thought it was Kala.
I did. I have been saying that.
It means Gala. Fish
for
in
years.
Finnish. You'll hear. You'll hear Dinah instruct the audience on how to pronounce it. But it's a wonderful little space. It's right on Marine Drive, between 11th and 10th. And OK Echo is playing tonight at sort of 8:30, 8, kind of just, those of us who live here know how it works.
Doors at 8.
Doors
show at 8:45.
Oh, OK. There you go.
Echo.
And there's, why is it called OK Echo?
Well, actually, it's a phonetic palindrome. So if you say it backwards,
okay.
Phonetically.
No.
OKKO.
It's OKKO backwards.
No, but phonetically.
Yeah, I got the okay.
We'll
talk. We'll have to talk about the palindromes. Are one of my things, you know. Me and Baby Gramps, we go way back. So, so Art Pop Ensemble. Where do you live?
San Francisco.
You live in San Francisco.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you just get in a, I didn't see what you drove up in.
Mm-hmm.
You get in a van or something and you just.
The big old Honda Fit.
Okay.
Yes. Hatchback.
And
we got a trailer.
And there were the three of you.
Well, actually, tonight we'll be joined by the wonderful Patty Weiss, a violinist from San Francisco.
Okay.
And
has
Ava.
She,
oh, sorry.
Oh, more?
Ava Patterson, a female vocalist.
Wonderful. So
we'll
it's a five-piece. Okay. And did they travel with you?
Yeah.
For the road?
So luckily, I was. Ava flew out from Cincinnati, Ohio, where
nice.
I grew up, and we went to high school together, and she was willing to come with us, and she's been learning the songs and really fleshing out the songs. And Patty is a neuropsychologist, and just so happens...
That's why you took her along to take care of the rest of you, isn't
it? For real.
Right.
Very true.
But she also is an artist.
She's an artist, and she speaks a few languages, and she's very talented. She had to... fly out to take a test that would allow her to practice medicine and then fly back in. So it's been a hectic time for her.
Oh my gosh.
So she'll be leaving to go take her test that will allow, like, figure out if she'll be able to practice medicine for the next.
So has she been practicing
years.
On you, mental health?
Yeah, we've been helping her study.
So how did you three get together?
Art school, the San Francisco mm-hmm. Art Institute.
I'm actually wearing that hat right now.
That's
you
true.
You certainly are. It says SFAI.
SFAI.
SFAI. Yeah, San Francisco Art Institute.
From the Bay Area.
Okay, mm-hmm. so do you do music in an art institute?
No, we're just closeted musicians.
You've been talked to. Just come closer to the mic, though.
I mean, no, we don't do music.
In school.
In school. We do it outside of school.
Are you still students?
Yeah, I'm currently still a student, and so is Jamin.
I dropped out.
You dropped out. Wow. This is getting...
He's taking a break.
No, I dropped out.
Okay.
Well, the plot is thickening,
Sorry,
though.
Mom, yes.
So is it summertime and school is closed? Is that why you're out
I'm
and
still
about?
In school, actually. I'm doing an online course right now.
He's studying women in jazz. Yeah.
So I've been...
Oh, wow.
...doing online courses on the road.
Okay. So he's from Cincinnati. Mm-hmm.
I grew up in San Francisco. I was born there.
I'm from Chicago, so we're close.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Midwest. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is Cornhole. I have to tell you, because this is radio, I have three gorgeous young men here.
Oh, stop
If that's,
it.
You
Come
know,
on.
Just send that all over the airs.
Can you say that one more time?
No.
Gorgeous young men, quote.
I don't say that all the time, so this, but this is
Thank
true.
You.
So they are going to be at Gala tonight, and... As Andrew said, doors open at 8. They'll start at 8:45, and it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely delightful show.
126 Freemasons are going to be there.
Oh, Lordy. This is kind of scary. I hope they're the size of flies, because it's not that big a place.
They're the nice kind.
Yeah. We're pretty free around here, too.
Yes.
Well, listen, I'm going to have to let you go, because my other guests are patiently sitting here. I would love to keep you around.
Cool.
And next time you're coming back, let's do this for real.
Here's a little something for you. Here's a print. Because we're also visual artists, and there'll be art for sale.
This is love. Okay.
And t-shirts. And what's your t-shirt size?
And what's my t-shirt size? Mm-hmm. Medium?
Oh, we got you.
I told you.
Oh, this is terrific.
All right, ladies, it was nice meeting you.
Hey, folks, KMUN is always a party. So, again, thanks to Barry Jamin and Andrew
OKEcho.net. Thank you.
Oh, that's perfect. Good. Yes, and you can hear their music online too, but if you're here, go on over to Gala and listen to it there. Okay. That's great. And my next guests actually are right here in the studio, so I'm not even going to take a break because I have more guests out in the rotunda. I have Nancy Allen and Darlene Hauser. Did I say that right, Hauser?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put your mics on now. I turned them off. And they are here because the Water Music Festival 10th Anniversary Music in the Gardens Tour is happening tomorrow. Am I right? Tomorrow.
That's right.
So, you can bring it down a little bit. He was a little taller. That's true. And 10th anniversary, I didn't realize it's been going on that long. Have you both been involved in it from the beginning?
No.
No.
Nancy has been involved for, 5, 6 years?
I think this is my 6th year.
Six, okay.
And it's my 2nd. Follow her lead.
That's good. Now, that means you have another 4 years at least. So you've just committed yourself in public on air. So terrific. So this is on the peninsula. And tell us what you've got. I know you have a fabulous music lineup.
We do. I should share the history of Music in the Gardens tour. Because we are a fundraiser for the Water Music Society. We have gardens with live music in them. And this year we have 7 gardens. We have musicians playing at every garden.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Darlene?
We have musicians in each of the gardens. They play at different times throughout the day.
Oh, so and people can... Is there a way to know when... Yes?
Yes, on our Music in the Garden Tour Facebook page, we have the time that each musician will be starting. So you can follow your favorites and enjoy the day.
Which is a great idea. So if you can... And who are these people who offer their gardens up?
Well, they are the ones that are willing and successful to in the challenging environment of gardening here on the coast.
Mm-hmm. And do you approach them? Are they the same people each year, or how does that work?
We try, and we do have a different set of gardeners every year. We ask people. Sometimes people come to us. Sometimes we beg.
We know how that goes.
Yes, exactly.
When it's volunteer-oriented,
right,
and operated. So,
right.
So how does it work?
This year, we're lucky in that we have a garden in Seaview, one in Long Beach, and the other five are in Ocean Park.
Mm.
Some years, they're reaching from Iwako all the way up to Surfside.
This makes it much easier.
It does.
Have to say that my guests, Nancy Allen and Darlene Hauser, cannot hear what my audience can hear, which is Terry Robb playing in the background, because isn't Terry one of your artists,
Terry,
one of your musicians?
He's going to be.
Yeah. Terry has been involved in the garden tour. This is his second year now.
It is.
He's very well liked by everyone.
He's
very willing to come and participate.
Which is wonderful. And he comes and plays in this area at the Peninsula Arts Center sometime and other places too. So, but you have, I can't believe how you put all these people together. You got the gardens, the musicians. What have you got for artists?
Well,
this year we have, out of the seven gardens, we have artists in four of them.
Wow.
And it's nice. A variety of artists and types.
We were so lucky to discover Stu and Sue Thomas were willing to be on the garden tour, and all of a sudden they mentioned their brother Noel.
Now I am mystified. I had no idea that Noel had a brother around here.
Yes,
neither did we.
So
it was a pleasant surprise.
This is a bonanza.
That's what we said. Yes,
good job.
So he will be painting in garden number two.
A wonderful watercolorist.
Yes. And another gardener, she is an artist, Carol Thompson, and she will be doing plein air during the day.
Oh, nice.
In her garden.
In her own garden?
In her own garden,
yes. So she's providing the garden and the art.
Exactly.
Right.
Good job. Yes.
Okay, who else?
And the other, Dorota.
Oh, yeah, Dorota Haber-Lehigh.
Yes.
She's a wonderful...
She is. She's a botanical sketch artist.
Yes.
And
yes,
she is bringing several of her students, and they will be in one of the gardens for most of the day.
Fantastic.
So that will be fun to watch what they do. And we've got a garden that's got some real interesting plants in it for them to sketch.
We're excited about that. Tell me, if someone is on the tour and they're interested in doing a little sketching, is that okay too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of spontaneity. Sometimes with the music, we have people that start to dance.
That's happened several times.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Good.
And Dorota also said her class right now is of previous students, and I think she has four, but she's open for more. So there's still openings if people can contact her through her Facebook page and let her know that they would like to participate tomorrow.
This is a glorious way for people to... The crossovers, the music, the art, and the gardening, too.
Right.
So.
And one of our gardeners, they are members of the Northwest Artists Guild, and they will be having some people from their guild in their garden displaying their works. And I don't know if they'll be sketching or anything, but they will be there displaying some of their artwork.
Now, how many gardens did you say you have?
Seven.
Too many.
Well, too many. One time we had 10.
Wow.
We've learned. We've learned, yes.
Yeah, because it's... And this goes from 10 until 4.
Yes.
I now have, in the background, I have acoustica.
Oh, okay.
And,
yes,
in fact, Amor di Mundo. So, and that is a well-known world music group with Dolores Villarreal and her band, and that will be quite glorious. I caught them, I can't even remember, it was last year or the year before.
At Rita Nicely's garden.
Right, which was quite wonderful.
Exactly.
So how do people connect with this? How do they get involved?
Well, if someone would like to go on the tour, they'll be able to get their tickets at the English Nursery in Seaview, or the Oysterville Store in Oysterville, or the Bay Avenue Gallery in Ocean Park.
Okay.
So for people who are coming onto the peninsula,
right. Right
at the corner of Highway 101 and 103.
In Seaview.
Yes.
Right.
Everything's right. Well
that's
marked.
Nice and easy.
Signs.
That's where I stopped last. Yes. Okay, so tell us again if people said, there's so much information here, I need to look at it. Where do they go?
The Music in the Gardens Tour Facebook page will have the information, as well as watermusicfestival.com.
Watermusicfestival.com as well, okay. And when you say that Facebook thing, I'm not on Facebook, so I don't know, but that's all they need to know is Music in the Garden?
Music in the Gardens Tour. Facebook, yes.
Facebook. Okay,
that's it.
Okay. Fantastic. Good for you. I'm so impressed. And this is glorious now. We can never guarantee the weather, but it doesn't really matter.
No.
Except the artists may need umbrellas or something.
They may. But otherwise, we live on the coast. We know what the weather's
like. We know.
It could rain for 5 minutes and the sun could be out the next day.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you're in a tent and trying to sleep, with the water coming into your tent, it's a problem. But that's not that. That was me last week at Oregon Country Fair.
Sure, yes.
But this week, I don't care if it rains. I would love to have beautiful sun. But whatever it is, Music in the Garden for a benefit for the Water Music Society, you called.
Yes, yes.
Oh, boy.
And Carol here
Thank
is a
you.
Ticket for you. Ooh, we would love to see you over this there
This is
again.
Called payola, and I cannot possibly accept it. But it just flew out of my hands. What am I going to say?
On your desk.
Thank you so much for doing this, and thanks for coming in. We heard Terry Robb. Now we're listening to Acoustica, and we also have one of the other bands that is playing for this, and that is the Winterlings, who have been to, they have been here on the air, as well as playing in various places in this community of ours, which is double stated. We have Washington and Oregon work together in this arts game we play.
Yes.
And I'm delighted. Thank you so much, and thanks for coming here.
Thank you for having us, Kat.
Thank you.
Here's a little music from the Winterlings. Stay tuned. I've got some more live musicians coming in right now.
If I walked across the sea, would you walk along with me? Our footsteps on the tides and waves upon our thighs. I just want to grab you in my arms. I want to breathe you in my lungs and set continents adrift. If you take, then I will give. If you take, then I will give. There are stations of the cross where blood no longer falls, and people board their train as if leaving left no stain. I just wanna roll into the night. I wanna hold you in my hand in this small house where we live. If you take, then I will give. If you take, then I will give. There are storms when you are sad and sunshine when you laugh. If you don't know which way to go, just reach out for my hand. I just wanna shake the day away. I wanna touch your blushing face in this bedroom where we live. If you take, then I will give. If you take, then I will give.
So you are listening to the Winterlings, and they also are part of the Music in the Gardens tour. And what did I just discover? It's not like we didn't even plan this. I love this show when it gets so organic. Judy, tell us, what about this? What's the connection? I went to introduce them, and Judy says...
So my group that I'm part of, the Mozart Chicks, we're playing in the First Gardens in Seaview tomorrow.
Right.
I love all things.
I love it. I like the way you also say... my group, because you belong to how many groups?
Oh, that would be interesting. Yeah. I don't know. Double J and the Boys, who mm-hmm. play at the Saturday Market mm-hmm. in Owaco and
one,
every week.
And one of those boys is sitting right here. Hey,
that's
Charlie Watkins.
One boy.
And then, of course, we're at the Sunday Market, August 7th. I want to make sure I say that. Janet and I are a subgroup of Double J and the Boys, and we're Double J. We're going to be at the Cove this coming Friday, a week from today.
A week from today.
July 22nd, playing, singing songs in many languages, of which we might do one. Janet's at a fiddle camp right now.
Oh,
she's
Lordy.
Not able to be here. And then Charlie and I are a subgroup, and we're the Tanz, which means dance.
In German,
in Yiddish.
And Yiddish.
And we're going to be playing again at the Cove. This is on Long Beach Peninsula on August 13th.
And that's a Saturday.
Saturday.
The first gig is a Friday.
Yes.
And the second gig is a couple of weeks later, a Saturday.
Right, playing in tangos and waltzes.
Oh.
If people even want to dance.
There's
Sandra's
room?
Going to try to make room, yeah.
Oh, how sweet.
Yes.
So, where is the Cove?
The Cove is, I don't
is
have
it
the address.
Is it in Long Beach, though?
It's by the golf course in Long Beach.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So it's just when the speed changes from 50 to 35 if you're coming south.
There you are. We happen to be going north, but you'll figure it out, folks. The Cove.
Yes.
On the Long Beach Peninsula. So this, a week from tonight, and are you really calling yourselves Las Dos Gringas?
Well, we were toying with whether to, yes, sometimes we are that, but we're actually singing also in Swedish, Finnish, Italian, French,
oh my.
And so forth.
Do you
German.
Both sing in all those languages?
Well, we pass it back and forth.
And forth.
Janet actually sings in Swedish, and
uh-huh.
I sing in Finnish.
Uh-huh.
Because you also
play at the Scandinavian Festival.
We play because we have an accordion. Usually we're not hired because we have an accordion.
Right.
But the Scandinavian Festival, Miss Janet Bowler, always includes us. We're so grateful to her and her committee. We love it.
Yeah, it is. It's great fun. Judy and Charlie live on the peninsula half a year, and then they go to another state.
Terlingua, Texas.
There.
That's by
Big Bend National Park.
Oh, yeah. So it is beautiful. And you don't have to, you don't have to deal with politics and stuff. You can just deal with beauty and music. So
beauty and music,
What kind of a tune could you play for us now?
Well, we could play, I want you to select.
Oh, boy.
We could play La Vie en Rose, if you please, representative of music
France.
In another country. And we have an original.
No, you had a different song. It was a Spanish one, actually. I meant to play La Vie en Rose.
Oh.
Because I dedicated this show partly to the healing in France, in Nice.
Of course.
So that would be
lovely.
That would be lovely.
Yeah?
Sure. And this is, you're representing yourselves now as Tanz? Or as...
This would be Tanz.
One J and a boy.
Well, no. This would be Tanz, because Charlie's here. But if Janet were here, this would be Double J or Las Dos Gringas.
Right. Yes, mix and match. The way we do music around here is wonderful. Okay.
Ready?
Sure.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perce sa bouche. Voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'âme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, là je vais pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat.
Is beautiful.
Yes. You know, the accordion sounds lovely. Of course, the guitar and voice, but that's...
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're in Paris cafe.
Out on a street, or a yes. cafe or a street, yes. you know, and a yeah. little Edith Piaf, of course, yes. that's one of Edith her Piaf. One of her mm. songs. So when you go out to sing a song in another language, do you just learn the song? Do you learn the languages as well, like Finnish, for example?
Try to learn pronunciation, of course, and of course the meaning of the song
sure.
in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Per word.
Right, right.
Probably
well,
not
because
so great.
You are a prolific songwriter as well.
Yes.
In English, I presume.
In English, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Have you ever written in another?
Good question. Little snippets. Snippets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not...
Yeah, I have to say, Judy, you have a very long history of music making. Charlie, you too?
He
started accordion as a teeny guy.
Yes, I started accordion as a very, very young age.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep playing it all your life, though?
Kind of, here and
oh,
there.
Okay.
Most of the time, us accordion players tend to put our accordions in the closets. There's an awful lot of closet accordions.
So you can but, make friends, is that it?
Yeah. Right. Well, I'll tell you, my first wife didn't think too much of it. I'll guarantee you that.
She slaughtered his accordion with a knife.
I was going to say, so that's why you pulled it out again? So instead of, you know, that's one way of chasing people away. Well, it's almost time for us to go, so let's give people the information again about where and when you're playing.
So, yes.
And who.
Really. Well, this tomorrow at the Garden Tour.
Yes, that's right.
The Mozart Chicks in the morning.
So the Mozart Chicks, what instrument do you play?
I play oboe. In that, and in tons, I play oboe, too.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But we have cello, flutes, and recorder. And tomorrow afternoon at the Saturday Market, a week from today at the Cove Restaurant, and reservations are recommended.
Oh, okay.
And that's with Janet Clark and myself playing instrumentals and vocal music from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Then August 7th at the Sunday Market here in Iwako, I wrote the theme
Astoria.
Song.
Astoria.
What did I say?
Iwako.
I'm in Astoria right now. but anyway, that's August 7th, which we mm-hmm. love doing. And then August 13th, again at the Cove. Charlie and I will be playing under the name Tons, tangos and waltzes, oboe and accordion.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, do you have a website or something that people?
Facebook for Double J and the Boys.
Okay, Double J and the Boys, and you can.
Grammatically incorrect because we have one boy right now.
But we're very gracious. It's